Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, man, we are off to a rip-roaring start in the year 2025. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Wednesday to you. It's great to be here. nowhere to go but up, I think, for the Ben and Woods program and the San Diego Padres and the city of L.A. right now, man, is I feel so terrible for what's happening right now. We're going to get into that in a moment. Let me introduce the show quickly. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Very special guest joining the Ben and Woods program this morning, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
We're great. Good. How are you doing?
I'm feeling fine. Thank you.
You sound for asking. You sound good.
I have a bit of a voice issue this morning.
Is it?
I
feels
healthy.
Great.
I feel healthy. I don't know what happened to my voice. I wasn't screaming.
The spirit is willing.
Yeah, the body, the voice is a bit weak.
The voice is a bit weak. All right, well, just
how do I sound?
You sound great.
Thank you.
I mean, luxurious, velvety, smooth, and soft. And
this is the moneymaker.
This is, yes, this is.
Yeah.
That's got something bad. Okay.
If I lower the octave,
there you go.
I can actually project a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Have you. That's stupid. It very much sounds like RFK. Boomer
not ideal this morning. It is not ideal.
Oh my God.
We may have Sammy coming in to back me up.
Sammy, I think he's going to come in anyway. I'm glad that you've raced. This is just a bit. It's not a bit, man.
Unfortunately, not a bit.
I can attest to that. You got sent home last night from Channel 10, right?
I did.
They sent you home.
Well, it's just, I mean, what can you do?
Sign language.
I did all the writing and editing. It's fine.
Okay.
I cannot project my voice.
Somebody says you got to have Ben attempt What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Louis or Lewis?
Louis.
Yeah.
Louis. Oh, what a wonderful world.
All right. So what have you done to alleviate the strain on your voice? A tea?
Hot tea.
Have you gargled?
Various Ricolas and lozenges.
Okay, now have you gargled?
I have not gargled.
Why?
I don't gargle. I don't like gargling.
What do you mean you don't like gargling?
I don't know. You're supposed to gargle with salt water. It's gross.
Yeah, I mean, but it
How
works.
How can something that's gross help you like that?
But it works.
It's going to make things worse.
It's not. It's better. You have to gargle.
I don't like gargling.
But you need to be gargling. Like, on the regular. You need to be
on the regular.
On the regular. You should have before you got here this morning, you should have gargled at least twice before you left the house, and probably 10 times yesterday when you got sent home. Is that him gargling? It sounds like him.
It sounds like him.
Do it again. Let's hear it.
Here we
are. Yeah. Dub says, stay quiet for 24 hours. It should get better.
It's hard to do in this job.
Hard to do in both of his jobs. I don't know. But you feel fine.
I feel fine, yeah.
Good morning, Woods. Good morning, Paul.
That's another option. We have the Stephen Hawking option. If things go south, you can just type your feelings into a computer-aided voice box. Ben, what did you think of the golf last night?
I loved it.
Oh, okay. I got mocked from my wife for watching it. She thought it was embarrassing and ridiculous, and that is someone that watches every junk reality TV show.
It was the greatest thing I have ever seen.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, that's your opinion. I liked it, too. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would. Okay, anybody you're looking forward to seeing out in Arizona next week?
No.
Really? I thought there might be one person out there that you might be looking forward to seeing. Somebody that you may have met there in the past.
Just Delisle.
Okay, Delisle. I could do 4 hours of peppering fake Ben with questions. Delisle, by the way. Delisle. Holy cow.
You know how to spell it, Paul. You're sure.
Delisle. It's amazing. Do it.
Her name is Delilah.
There we go. It would not get old. I would do it for 4 hours. I really would. That's just incredible. So somebody said that salt will dry everything out.
Shut up.
Okay. Whoops. All right. Sorry. Salt will dry everything out. Do you want it dry or do you want it moist?
Dry. No, it's dry.
Somebody,
it's dry.
Somebody said antacid could also help laryngitis, like a Tums. I got those for you. Do you like Tums?
I don't.
You don't like Tums?
You don't like Tums?
Not really.
What do you do if you get heartburn?
How would that help?
I don't know. Let's try it. Here. It's a
chew it?
It's wintergreen. Yes, you chew it. No, you stick it.
You inject it.
Rectally is what you do with it. That's where you put it. All right. Yeah, delicious.
Ouch.
I have no idea how this is going to help.
You sound better already.
Chalky.
Drink a lot. Do you have any water on you? Not one bit. He has no water.
I just have tea. It's 90% water.
Do you care?
100% water.
Do you care about feeling better?
I don't what I feel bad.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
I was looking up birthdays today to have Ben do a birthday like
shout out.
Sizing.
Yeah.
How about happy birthday, Stephen Hawking?
There's no...
Heavenly birthday, but yes.
There's no
I swear to God.
Way. There is no way.
David Bowie, Elvis Presley.
Oh, wow. Big day for birthdays. Yeah, it is. That's quite a trifecta there. C20 Moreno says, go home, dude. Why don't you shut your mouth, C20 Moreno? All right? Jeez. Carlos weighs into the chat. Even your owners are Dodger fans. Yeah, this has been a fun week. Like I said, it's really been a fun week. Jeter says, send this man home. It's not happening. Sorry. We need Benny here.
I'm here.
You're here.
I'm here. I'm committed.
Well, listen, man, we all have seen what's going on right now in Los Angeles, Pacific Palisades, and I really don't know what to do.
So sad.
Ben, this is not the time for your robot takes. I don't know what to do. I want to be able to help. We have a pretty big platform here on 97.3 The Fan. If there's anything we can do, Paulie, your wife recommended that everyone download the Watch Duty app. I'm assuming that's DUTY.
I think so.
And not yes. DOODY, because that would be a weird app to have on your phone. Watch Duty. This is Watch Duty.
Watch Duty app.
Okay. And what does that do?
Real-time updates and alerts, maps that are ever-changing with evacuations and where the fire is tracking and anything like that. It's got flight information, flight trackers, but the most important part is you can like zoom in, you can see where there are currently fires, you can see the evacuation zones, you can set up the alerts and notifications, because, man, I know most of our audience probably here in San Diego, probably okay, but for anybody listening up in Los Angeles or anything like that, like anytime this situation happens, man, it's like they say if you can smell smoke, it might be too late. Like you got to get out immediately.
My grandmother, my Omi, who lives in the evacuation zone in the house that she's been in for like 70 years, is right there.
Oh my God.
I mean, you could see the flames from her living room window. And they had to get her out. And it's just, it's so sad what's going on up there. The high school where my mom went to, Pali High. Burning down. It's
unbelievable,
awful.
Man. Unbelievable. They are actually looking for firefighters right now to come up and help. I've got a buddy. I've texted him this morning. Let me see if I got a word back. Nothing yet.
Like anybody with any firefighting experience.
Yeah, he's a fire chief. He's a fire chief. Where? Close to the border. And I wonder, I texted him this morning, we can try to get him on, and talk to us. If you're a firefighter in San Diego and you listen to this program, you can call us right now, 833-288-0973.
I play basketball with one.
Do you? Yeah. Get him on the horn. I got to imagine they're going to be making the trip up. I have to. It's one of the things that, like, I've always admired. And here we are in here complaining about anything. And these guys are out there running into homes and saving kids and animals and belongings and putting out fires. It's just so It's just very, it's inspirational to think that people will just go do that to help complete strangers and put out fires. And so I really appreciate all the effort there. And I know San Diego is going to help. I know we give our friends and our brethren in LA a lot of grief and they return the favor, but, you don't want to see this for anybody. This is horrible. And the other thing is, it could happen to anybody here. You know, this is wildfire season and has many, many times. Yeah. So,
you weren't here yet the last time we had the really bad ones, right? That was 2007.
No, I was not here. I got here in 10.
We got evacuated even, you know, Carmel Valley where I lived at the time.
Yeah.
It was one of the gnarliest weeks in San Diego history.
Yeah, it's terrible, man. And so, look, if there's anything we can do, please let us know. If there's a way that we can help, if we can get bottled water or money or whatever we need to do to get out to our friends up in L.A., we are happy to do that. I mean, absolutely. Some things are, you know, just bigger than a dumb, you know, online S-talking battle. Part of their city is burning down.
I was literally just driving through these areas on Saturday.
Yeah.
Just driving around the hills, looking around and soaking in all the sights. I mean, I was just there.
It's nuts,
crazy,
man.
What's going on.
So yeah, if anybody has any idea, please let us know. We're happy to use this platform for as much good as we can today.
Obviously, had some more Padres developments last night. We'll get to all of that and more. Get you ready for the show coming up after traffic with Kelly.
I would like you to read that letter in its entirety.
From
Matt Seidler, if you could.
I will. I'll do my best.
Should be good.
Coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
First, we will talk about trust and will.
Oh, that's right. Woodsy. I mean, whatever is going on in the world, you need to be prepared.
Yes.
You never know when tragedy, unexpected death can strike, even to yourself. And if you are not prepared, your loved ones could suffer the consequences in terms of probate, long court waits, extra fees to handle your estate after you're gone.
I am suffering the consequences listening to you talk about it right now. Also, 60% of families do experience conflict when dividing assets after someone dies without a clear will or trust. Get your ducks in a row. Look, I was actually kind of embarrassed to be 49 years old without a will and testament. I've got two kids, man. I got two kids and a wife, and I'm so happy that I crossed this off the list. It just gave me this peace of mind that I can't even explain. So if you haven't done it yet, guys, the reason I didn't do it, because I was like, this is going to take me a month to do. This took me 15, 20 minutes over the break. They're shipping me my documents right now.
You don't have to go to a lawyer's office or anything.
No, not at all. So all you guys got to do is to secure your assets, protect your loved ones with Trust and Will. Get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego, one word, at checkout. Once again, trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego at checkout.
Got a question for you.
Sure.
Have you ever had a word that you were embarrassed that you didn't know you were pronouncing incorrectly?
I'm sure there's
A long time in your life.
Nothing jumps to mind. My wife and I do it. We catch each other all the time on saying something. She said something the other day, and I go, oh, no.
That's not it.
We do it to each other. I can't remember off the top of my head. If she's listening, she'll text me.
I thought it was called a biopic.
Oh,
a movie about
a biopic.
A biopic. I thought it was a biopic. And someone corrected me, maybe in my 40s.
In your 40s?
Yeah, that's not how it's pronounced.
But you, Paulie, was there a word?
Yeah, same thing. Probably. I just can't think of any.
Nothing's jumping to mind.
I think everybody has it. No one pronounces every word correctly.
There was a funny story. The first host I ever worked with a guy who always got me, dude. Was reading a story and was talking about a misogynist.
A misogynist.
Misogynist, yes. Not a misogynist, a misogynist. And I can see it too. I mean, the way, if you were going to read it the way it's spelled, misogynist.
So I was with my son. I'm not trying to shame him here yesterday. I mean, he's 21, but you know, here's my voice. And he says, you should take a lozenge. And I go,
a lozenge.
A what? He said, you know, a lozenge. I said, you mean a lozenge?
A lozenge.
He goes, that's how it's pronounced. I go,
yeah.
Yeah, it's not French.
It's not French.
It's not a lozenge.
A lozenge. Well, listen, I'm going to side with Jack here. It absolutely should be from now on.
A lasange.
A lasange. It sounds
fancier,
way better.
Way fancier.
Way cooler.
Yeah.
A lasange.
Lasange. Mm.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. The lasange. Holy smokes. Wow. I like it. I like it a lot.
Dr. Kolkoff says centrifugal. I pronounced it centrifugal.
Centrifugal.
Yeah.
Centrifugal is a good one. I've seen that too. But what was the one my wife got the other day? She's not texting me back. She's probably busy with the kids. Taylor woke up three times last night. One, two, three. And is really having a hard time sleeping through the night. It's super fun at 2 a.m. when she's up like yelling at him to go back to bed. It is... It's that time of life. It's been a real rough start to the year, certainly so far. And you don't sound great. I feel guilty for having you here.
Don't. I'm happy to be here.
If you need to go, go.
I don't need to go.
I would like to see you gargle at some point. It would make me feel better. I think it will really work.
All right. We can try some gargling later.
All right. I'll get you some hot water. Are you sipping on hot tea?
Sipping on hot tea. I just had a lasange.
It kind of makes me want to have a lasange.
Yeah. What kind of lasanges do we have?
Do you think it's like laryngitis or something?
Yeah, you know, someone in the chat
said, physically, you feel fine.
I feel fine. Someone said there's a virus going around that just is like a vocal cord virus, and it swells your vocal cords. So
keep it.
I mean, that's
low,
what I have.
Keep it low.
I keep it.
Keep it low and smooth.
Yeah, if I stay fairly calm.
We should try to rile him up.
Don't rile me up.
It's your fault as a San Diego voter that the Chargers left.
I saw this truck last night when I was driving home.
Here he goes.
Completely decked out.
Yeah.
And I fought the urge to run it off the road, but it was all Los Angeles Chargers, powder blue, Los Angeles Chargers logos all over the place. Like, that is aggressive down here. That is really aggressive. But I think it was heading back toward Los Angeles. But apparently last night, Chargers tweeted out from their account at Moonshine Flats downtown. Oh. They had a Chargers playoff rally with a hearty group, looked like 40 people.
No, man, Ricardo says it was filled to capacity. They were turning people away.
I don't think it was. I mean, the video I saw looked like 40 enthusiastic people.
This is, you're disseminating fake news in here.
F.U.D. Spottles.
Ben, whoa. So capacity, he says.
I saw the truck. I think it was returning to Los Angeles.
Yeah. That was like a team truck, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, it looked very official. I mean, it was copyright infringement if it was.
Because, I mean, I have teams that I like. You know what I mean? I have teams that I like. But I don't know that I would wrap my car or truck in the gear or the colors of the team. Like, I'm a big Notre Dame fan. Huge game tomorrow. I don't have shamrocks and stuff like that. I have a sticker or something on my car. That's fine.
It's aggressive to be driving that around San Diego. Aggressive.
I think you're the only one still holding a grudge, really. You're the only one I know that gets so upset about it.
If in your neighborhood, there was a giant Dodgers-wrapped pickup truck.
I see it all the time. All
not
the time.
An entirely wrapped car.
Not a wrapped car, but you got to remember, too, little kids are as fair weather as it gets. I had a cousin, or I have a cousin, that... No matter who won the national championship in football, this dude was shoving a Miami hat. Next year would be
Alabama,
Florida State. And every Christmas, I'd be like, really? Really? So Miami, now Florida State. Like, little kids are fair weather fans. I go to pick up Bo at school. Bro, I didn't see a Dodger hat all of last year. All I see, Shohei shirts, Dodger lids. People are fair weathers. Look, the Chargers are in the playoffs. It's going to get more people to go, you know what? I really like Justin Herbert, or I really like so-and-so. I'm going to watch and root for them a little bit. I feel like I'm okay since they're good to come out of the woodwork.
I don't dislike Justin Herbert. I really don't.
I like him a lot. I like watching that guy play football.
I'm not a big Jim Harbaugh fan, but
he's
a good coach.
But he's a good coach.
He's a good coach, and they had a good season.
Yeah, 100%.
I think they have a good chance at winning this game on Saturday.
I do too.
Houston.
I do too. And you know, you've seen a lot of tweets come out about, you know, hey, this team, not that any team's incapable of blowing a game, but you do get this.
We've seen it happen to that team.
To that team in particular. You know, Chargered is a real thing. And you know, I saw a couple people tweeting about how they haven't chargered very much since Jim Harbaugh got there. And I think, hey man, if you can take the chargering out of the Chargers,
that's
you
fair.
Got a pretty good pretty good shot.
He hasn't coached one playoff game yet.
That's true.
For them,
yeah, that's true.
That's where they charge her.
And that always was true. They always had themselves in the position, and then, you know, they blew it somehow. So, yeah. But that's why, you know, what happened with the Chargers is why it was such a hot button point in the lawsuit that was filed this week, when it was suggested that the Padres could be thinking about relocating from Petco Park, which is why, you know, I think Matt Seidler sent that letter yesterday with such forceful language, you know, refuting the idea that the Padres could be going anywhere. So we can get into that coming up here with the letter that Matt Seidler sent to Padres partners and faithful fans. And we will get to all of that coming up. First, though, Woods is going to tell us a little bit about Underdog.
Yes, my friend, I am all the way in on tomorrow night's game, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish against the Penn State Nittany Lions. Very, very excited to get that going. And Underdog, if you are a California sports fan, the good news is Underdog is now available to play in our state. It's the best place to cash in on all your takes during the playoffs. Which players are going to go off? Which players are ice cold? You can you know, figure it out for yourself. Everyone's an expert, so let's put our money where our mouth is. 5 million happy players, $2 billion won. Underdog makes it super fun and easy to cash in on all your favorite athletes' performances. I've had such a good time playing with Underdog. Every dog deserves a second chance. With Underdog Rescues, you can get your money back, receive a promo. If an early injury causes your entry to lose, which is pretty elite, they got a double flex option. You can take two L's, turn them into a win. Very, very cool. So I want you guys to get it, play around with it like I did. It's the best place to play pick 'em. Download the app, sign up with the promo code Woods, W-O-O-D-S. Deposit now to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. Use the promo code Woods when you download the Underdog app. Must be 18 and over, present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Well, Benny's hopefully gargling somewhere or getting a lozenge. What'd you get there? Some hot tea? Good. Good for you. You sound great. You look great. You feel great. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, I look great.
You do look great.
I look good.
You do look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it low. Just like that.
That's my, yeah.
Sultry.
Get a little Barry White going.
That's a very seductive voice you have there.
It's all foreplay today.
Yeah, all foreplay for 4 hours. It was going to be if you didn't show up today. We were going to do foreplay for 4 hours. Paulie and I just shooting the breeze in here. But I figure we have to talk some sports, have to talk this this letter that dropped yesterday.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. What a line. Yeah, it's getting ugly. It's ugly and getting uglier, I do think, with the Shields-Seidler lawsuit and the responses from the Seidler family. It has not been pretty. I read this yesterday. And listen, my main takeaway from this has been and will continue to be, if the allegations that Shields-Seidler has made in her lawsuit are true, I mean, it's horrific. It's a horrific, horrific scene for both parties. And I think it's going to take a tremendous amount of hard work to build up the good faith again that's been lost in just a few days right now. And what I'm hearing out of this letter yesterday, it's tough because you look at this letter and you see and you hear these platitudes of no, we're going to continue to work hard at building a championship team. Listen, I think it's fair to say as a Padre fan, nobody wants to hear any more talk about building a championship team. We want to see action. And I think that is what Padres fans wants the most, right? Don't talk about it, be about it. Like, why haven't we been active in free agency? Why aren't we making any trades? Why haven't we spent really any money at all in the offseason? I've seen a lot of talk about riding the momentum, this great fan base, blah, blah, blah. And so far, nothing has happened.
You don't want to make the wrong move just to make a move, though. I mean, it's important that A.J. Preller makes the right move for the team.
Well, I think there were plenty of right moves that could have been made that were not made.
Yeah, but every team, you know, other than the Dodgers and Mets generally, is operating under some sort of constraints. There is a budget for every team, and A.J.'s got one. I don't know what it is, but you don't want to spend your budget on the wrong move. And if the price tag that the players have gone for is not the right move for the Padres, it doesn't make any sense to make the wrong move just because you have to make a move, you know, now because other teams are making moves.
But isn't
you,
that
you wait
how,
until
isn't,
you make the
that,
right move?
Isn't that every offseason? If you have somebody that you like, and again, if you're not going to make any moves, stop telling me that you're going to build on the momentum. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're not going to do anything, I think, look, you don't get a lot of transparency from really any ownership or really any GM. No GM is going to come in and tell you, hey, this is what I have in mind. These are the guys I'm going after. That's standard. I don't get upset about that. I think the thing that bums me out is when I'm reading this back and forth, I keep seeing the Peter's Vision stuff. I keep seeing we're going to build on this. And again, the offseason's not over by any stretch, and this team still has moves to be made, certainly. But it does, where there's, it's such a bad metaphor right now, but where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, you can't tell me that some of this stuff hasn't had anything to do with the lack of moves, you know? And I don't know, man. I have heard people talking about Peter's Vision a lot, and I know Peter's Vision was not to not do anything. That's one thing I do know is that was not his vision. Hey, let's do nothing. You know, let's do nothing. Let's not improve this ball club.
I know the player that Peter Seidler was most excited about this offseason was Roky Sasaki.
Yes, 100%.
AJ Preller told us during Peter's memorial
that
he's been talking about Roky for years.
For years.
And this was always the biggest plan. This offseason was to target Roky Sasaki. From everything we've heard, the Padres have put everything into that pursuit this offseason. They're not going to get an answer on that for another week.
Yeah.
Week plus.
That's
been the main pursuit this offseason. That's what Peter wanted.
I agree.
What Peter wanted. They're going for that. That's what they're going for.
But if they don't get it,
they have to pivot.
You got to pivot.
But, I mean, that's what they've been going for this season.
The other part in the letter that, you know, like you mentioned earlier, it says Sheil also inexplicably suggests in her complaint that relocating the team is under consideration. This is completely false. It's also laughable. The fans in San Diego are the best. To clarify, without ambiguity, relocating the Padres from San Diego has never been discussed or contemplated.
I told you yesterday that sounded pretty silly. Like, where would they go?
Right.
Why would they leave? That doesn't make a lot of sense. And Matt Seidler addressed it with some of the similar, you know, logic that I brought yesterday. Like, why would we leave a ballpark that is full, a facility that is rated number one in baseball? Doesn't make sense for the Padres to even be talking about going anywhere else. There's no other markets that are better than San Diego that are clamoring for teams. That never made a lot of sense to me when I saw that line in the lawsuit.
Yeah, and you said that yesterday. I mean, look, I'm not trying to do like the debate other side here, but it wouldn't be the first time somebody, an owner of any team, and I'm not referring to these guys specifically, but wouldn't be the first time an owner is like, why would we leave here? This place is great. And then 6 years later, they're gone. You don't know what's going to happen. And, I don't know what needs to happen moving forward. I know this is going to take, a while to get some resolution. Right. And I think in the meantime, I will say, like, there's a part of me that thinks with this letter yesterday and with everything that's come out, I do feel like the control person now and the Seidler brothers, I do feel like they have, I don't want to say backed themselves in a corner a little bit, but they are putting out all these words that now need action. Like, they've said a bunch of stuff on record, in letters, posted. Now you have to have action, and if you don't have action by opening day or whatever it is, you're going to lose any favor that you may have immediately.
When does that end? If you go out and sign, I don't know, let's say you go and sign Jack Flaherty.
Right.
Are you good for the next year? What's enough to say you're pursuing a championship?
A dollar. How about a dollar? Start there.
That's not going to satisfy you.
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
You know, you can't put a dollar amount on what pursuing a championship looks like. You know, you like
I can put a dollar amount on what pursuing a championship doesn't look like.
Tell me on opening day if you like the team on the field or not. And if you like the team on the field, then they're pursuing a championship. And if on opening day you don't like the team, then you can complain and say, I don't think they're pursuing a championship. But you can't say here on January 8th that they are or they're not pursuing a championship because the offseason is not over yet. It's still a work in progress. Yes, they've been one of the last teams to make moves, but they will make some moves, and we will evaluate those moves when they are made.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and now, like, that's kind of my whole point is that now you have to. Like, you always did.
It doesn't change anything. You always had to make some moves.
Now you absolutely have to. You have to. There's no getting out of it now at this point.
It's a tough pill to swallow for fans to swallow to cut payroll back-to-back years, especially one of those years after being in the playoffs and doing everything that they did this past season. That makes it tough. I think we all understood a little bit easier a year ago and change after the 23 season.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
Peter had passed. Nobody really knew what was going on. And, yeah, you didn't like it, but, like, with Juan Soto in particular, you're like, all right, he's only here for another year. We really don't have a chance at re-signing him. Like, looking back, obviously, that trade makes a lot more sense now.
Is there a way through this? And, I don't know, man. This isn't, like you said yesterday, it's not the first time there's been ownership issues here in San Diego. It's not the first time there's been ownership issues in sports. What is the path through this? That is again, because my main concern is with the fans. I don't want to see fans let down or screwed over. So what is, and I certainly, you know, I don't want to see Shiel Seidler screwed over.
I don't want to see a civil war amongst the fan base.
I don't either. I mean, it's already started, certainly. It's certainly already started, and you know you just try to avoid the shrapnel as best you can. But you know what's the best way through this? You know, is there a way that everybody could come back together, mend fences, settle? You hear about settlements all the time. Let's settle. Let's settle this. Let's work together. Let's actually carry out Peter's vision, right? Which was not to slash payroll, which was not to not compete for world championships. Let's actually get together and try to solve this.
Again, though, I mean, a month ago, we knew nothing about this. We weren't expecting the Padres to be hugely active this offseason in hugely player acquisition.
Yeah, at the top of the market, you're right.
Yeah, but and that's all that's really, I mean, yeah, there's been other signings. But again, I promise you, the Padres have some moves coming up, and they're waiting on Roky Sasaki's decision, and then they will make some moves before spring training.
I don't understand, and we talked about this last week, but I don't understand the waiting. You know, that's a totally different pot of money that you can pull from, the international bonus pool money. So I don't.
It's not the pot of money. It's where you want to spend that money.
But the international money is totally separate from any money that goes to free agents.
But what I'm saying is, like, if you get Roky Sasaki, fantastic. You know where he's going. You also know there's left field, there's catcher, there's another starting pitcher you're probably going to need, even if you get Roky Sasaki, because you got to go on a six-man rotation. I'm going to try every word until I get the six-man rotation. You're going to have to do that, so you're going to need another arm anyway. Waiting for the market to drop, waiting for prices to drop, sure, makes sense. But waiting for guys to get a little bit desperate, yep, absolutely. You're going to have to play in that ballpark right now.
I mean, that's what we've been seeing.
That's exactly what we've been seeing, no question. So, but I think Roky is gravy, you know, as they say. If you don't get Roky, we're not packing up the tents and saying, that's it. We're not spending a dime. We're not doing a damn thing. We didn't get Roky.
And they will make moves either way. I just think it informs them.
Exactly. They will make moves either way, right. So why haven't they made any?
Yes, but you still are going to have to make those moves.
You still need a catcher.
Right,
exactly.
Like you said, the later it gets in the offseason,
the more
it
desperate.
It changes the market.
It does, but you're also, there's fewer to pull from in the pool.
There's reasons what I'm saying. Guys are still available.
Yeah, clearly they're trying to shop smart. You know, they're not, they're not overpaying for anyone like some other teams have overpaid for players this year.
I think I saw an overpay yesterday for the San Francisco Giants.
We're mad when they overpay for players. Clearly, I mean, we've been dealing with the reaction to why did you give so much to Xander Bogaerts the last couple of years? So now they're going, let's get some players. You know, there's $1 million for Jerickson Profar. That was great.
It was last year.
It's the one move everyone loved.
Getting worked up. Just keep it. Remember, keep the tenor down.
I don't know that they are going to be able to find another $1 million steal like Jerickson Profar.
You sound so much better. Just so you know,
when he gets worked up,
When
he gets worked up, why are you torturing Ben like this, Hector? Says take the day off. We told him,
but there are good moves still to be made this offseason.
Yeah,
they're not. Players are not gone. There are still options available, and I promise you, A.J. Preller is working every single day analyzing those options and figuring out the best way
morning, to put guys.
The
morning,
best
AJ.
Team on the field.
But again, yes, I have no idea. I have no doubt that he's working. But is he on a hamster wheel right now waiting for the control person to say, okay, here's what we can do.
I don't think so. I don't think this changes anything. I think this was always the off-season plan, was to be patient and wait. And both sides, whether it's, the Seidler brothers, Sheil Seidler, neither side is in financial straits. This isn't the John Moore situation where there's a divorce and you can't spend anything.
Reading the Sheil lawsuit seems like she was or is. I mean, if all these allegations are true, it definitely seems like
she's not running the team though.
Right now. Exactly. So she's not responsible for
who are currently running the team. They shouldn't have any restraints on them at the moment. They can do what they want. This is what they're choosing.
Yeah, but they're not.
Their strategy to be. It's to be patient this offseason.
Who is currently, today, this morning, right now, running the
Eric
team?
Kitsenda
it's still
is still
Eric
the
Kitsenda,
control
right?
person.
Until
Major League Baseball approves
John Seidler. And that's
the control person.
And that's up. Because of this lawsuit, will it be delayed?
It could be. Or
like when AC wrote that story on, I think it was like the 21st of December, that was just saying this is the plan that's being set in motion.
It's not rubber stamped
approved yet. Correct. So it's still Eric Kitsenda is still like the absolute final call right now.
I understand how everybody feels. Do we need to check traffic here?
We do.
I let's check traffic. I just want to make sure we have all of our facts in. Correct in this discussion. We'll do that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. JD in the chat says the Padres are going into an era of frugality and AJ is probably likely to get axed.
The facts are
the Padres are spending still at the luxury tax level. That is not frugality. There's nothing frugal about the Padres right now.
They don't have a choice. That's on the ledger.
Right.
Sheet, right.
Right. But that's where they are at. And you can't.
We talked about this before. That's kind of a cop out.
No, but yes. It's not a cop out. I mean, you can't. It's
factual.
Flat out incorrect.
It's true, but it is factual, down. But it's
don't
it
you
misleading.
Get, stop getting him worked
I
up.
I like it, though.
Stop getting him worked up. Just have him be smooth and chill. Just be chill.
I think it's misleading to say that the Padres are operating on some sort of shoestring budget right now when they remain spending at levels that were 6 years ago unthought of in Padres history.
Absolutely. They have moved themselves into the, I would say now, where do you, here's an honest question. Where do you think when the first pitch is thrown, where will the Padres be in payroll?
About middle of the pack.
15.
Yeah.
Okay. 15.
Yeah. About the 27th market size with no TV deal in baseball
right.
or whatever they are. You know, they're spending above their means this year.
They have been spending above their means.
They're still spending above their means this year.
Because they're locked into guaranteed contracts.
Right.
So that's, again.
If you want to complain that they overspent.
Yeah, we have. We've done that ad nauseum.
And are now
paying the piper.
That's very accurate, possibly.
I think, maybe it's not even a casual thing, though. Like, the fan base, when they hear payroll going up, they want it to be because of players being added.
Well, obviously.
Not correct. Because of existing contracts that are signed that are escalating. In the past few years.
Yeah.
We all know that we knew that was going to happen. And while technically that is an increase in spending, when there's no additions
no
to the
one
team,
likes it when their rent goes up.
Correct.
And they're living in the exact same place. Apartment or house, but they're paying more for it.
They're paying more.
But it doesn't mean that you can then, well, yeah, but I'm still going to go out and spend more on my car because you can't because your rent went up and you can't afford it anymore because your rent went up. You're not living a better life. You're just spending more on the life you have.
Sleeps says in the chat, who the fudge is this guy talking? That's our beloved Ben Higgins, who has a little laryngitis potentially. How's that? What do you have? Tea?
Tea.
Gargle it.
It's very hot.
Good. Well, that's what you need. It feels good when you gargle. Oh, doesn't that feel good? Soothing? How's that feel?
I don't know. Fine.
Good. Smoke weed. Yeah. Smoke weed, by the way.
You got an advice?
Big bomba class before bossing on the end.
If you heard my story on Monday, I'm never doing that again. I said this broadcast shouldn't be this funny. Thank you, flu show, Ben. He doesn't have the. If he had the flu, he wouldn't be here.
I would not be here. I feel fine.
He feels great.
It's
just this voice.
I could Peloton for an hour right now. I feel really good. I can sound like. I don't know what I sound like.
We've got a guy in the chat named Joe Garignani. I wonder if it's Jake's dad.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Say hi to Jake for us.
Jake, we love you. And Joe, if you're his dad, you did a great job. He's one of the best sports guys in this town.
One of.
What? Yeah, well, okay, one of.
It's Julian.
It's Julian. Darnay.
Troy.
Troy. Troy is a legend. John Howard. A G. Ben, the sports
Steve
guru.
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith. Yes. He's sort of legends, man. Legends you're mentioning. Right?
Do they gargle?
It's his cousin.
Is that because they gargle?
It's his cousin. I wonder how they sound today.
Probably better than me.
Probably better than you. Man. I hate this. I hate this for all of San Diego. Can we just have a normal offseason for the love of God? Maybe just once. And we thought this might be it. No.
Well, we know next year, ain't it? Or is it in two off seasons?
Oh,
the strike.
The looming work stoppage.
Lockout.
Yes, this is great. This is great.
We've had COVID. We've had a lockout.
Yep,
we've
COVID,
had,
lockout.
The Korea series.
Korea series. Peter Seidler's passing.
Lawsuit.
Lawsuit.
No lawsuit.
It's been awesome, man. We have been here. We have been here through it all, and we will continue to forge ahead for the Padres fans out there, and we are amongst you. So I know this is a lot to stomach. It's a lot to digest. I've spent my days reading through threads, legal threads, and things like that. I wish I understood all of it. I know, again, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, well, one of the things that is hurting the Padres perceptually is that the other teams in the NL West
continue
really active.
Yeah.
If they were sitting in the AL Central right now,
yeah, we'd be fine.
You wouldn't be as desperate as you feel at the moment.
That's evergreen, though.
Had another move yesterday in the NL West. We'll get into that coming up. Hour number two of Ben, for someone who is imitating Ben and Woods and Paul on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.